Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Listen, this is your awesome program with these prophetic words being loose. I want to encourage you that lock in your faith with these words. Rich Vera has a word right here. John's going to begin to share it with us, but I want you to just connect your faith with that to say, you know, I claim that word. That's a word for me.
It's actually Chuck Pierce who's going to be talking to us about the new vision that's coming into the church in 2018.
Yes.
What Hank is saying is, notice she could only see right before. The Lord says this year there's new vision coming to the body of Christ. The Lord says they're going to be able to see into a different dimension over their states, over their cities, over their nations. You're going to be able to see because this year is about, this season is about Jesus, about God watching. He saw her. You're going to see and have vision. I loose new vision, and I say vision will go out and we'll see further and beyond than we have ever seen before.
Vision is so important. Mm. You think about if you didn't have your natural vision, how impaired you would be. But so many people, you know, the enemy's coming and attack their ability to see spiritually. They don't even know why they're getting up, why they're gathering with their fellowship, you know, why they're reading their Bible again, why they're praying. They're just kind of caught in this place. You know, and vision's coming back. I think about, you know, the scriptures say, without vision, people are without restraint, which means there was a day you used to be able to not do that stuff you're doing, but it seems you just keep doing it. It's because vision has been gone. And also, you know, without vision, people perish. The sense of just, it's just ending. And if somebody told you that it was all over, you wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
And the thing about it, when vision comes back, there's hope and there's people that want to run with it. Habakkuk 2:2-3 talks about a clear vision, writing it down so that people can run with it. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come to pass, just as God said. And there's nothing like a fresh wind, you know, of God's clarity coming over you again, which means, you know, the eagles are being released as God showed us, and they're beginning to give us that vision. The prophetic is being moved, which means it's also being enlightened in a new way where you can see, you know,
the atmosphere is changing.
Yes.
You know, Helen Keller said, what's worse than not having sight is to have eyes and have no vision.
Yes.
You know, God's given us the ability. He's touched us. Now we need to be able to see as he sees, and we need to be able to hear as he hears, but it comes with our hearts, again, realigning with the heart of God, coming into that alignment, that order.
And think about the original intent. You can see a lot of our different programs available to you from our original intent of the church, but God has original intent. It's all about relating and loving. Mm. You know, the reason why people want to join a fellowship of believers is because they feel Christ is there. They sense that he's there, that he loves you, and they feel love when they see that. But if it's religion and you're just like going through the motions and you're there because you told them you would be there, but you don't want to be there, then that actually shows up in what's going on. Well, his vision for the church is that he wants to spend that time with you. Think about what Jesus did. Jesus hung around literally people and spent time with them. And the people that were in the buildings didn't understand what Jesus was doing and didn't even know that this was God in the flesh. And it was just amazing that, you know, that they missed what God's intent was.
It wasn't establishing religion, it was establishing relationship.
Right, right, right. And so I want to encourage you. That's one thing that we do at Vine Fellowship Network is begin to walk that out. Maybe you want to sign up for a Vine seminar. You would do that through VFNKB.com. There's something so important about understanding the times and the season. Like Issachar, they understood the times and the seasons and what to do in those times and seasons. You know, some people, they know it's a time and a season, but they don't know what to do in the time and the season. And you got to put those things together. Issachar knew not only what the seasons and the times were, but they also knew what to do in those times and the seasons. I'm telling you right now, one of the things that God's wanting is he wants his church back. He wants intimacy again. He wants to be able to share with you his secrets. He wants you to abide with him. And we got a free abiding plan for you. It's very simple. Just go to iabide.org. You can see it right here. iabide.org and request that simple abiding plan today. It's people are signing up for all around the world. And guess what? The Lord is talking to them. That's what he wants to do. It's what he talked about in Proverbs chapter 1. He says, I want to reveal my secrets to you. It's not about religion. It's about a relationship. God wants to be with you. He died for you. I mean, think about it, right?
It's beautiful.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dative Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.